This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Welcome to Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine with your hosts, Les Jackson here at the wheel of the Cruise Control van, Fred Staub, faithfully trying to keep up with the van because I forgot to open the door for him, but you can yell in the window, Fred.
Hello, hello, hello.
Well,
maybe I better stop.
I think you better, Les, because I got all these papers here. We've got a lot to talk about on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. This hour, we've got big plans for the New York Auto Show with reveals from Chevy, Nissan, Mercedes, and Genesis. Yes.
Yes,
Genesis.
Indeed. And Genesis. And big news here in Washington, D.C., and that is put on the brakes. An important safety system will soon be standard on virtually all cars and trucks. This is a game changer.
It sure is. It really will make a big difference as soon as those cars and trucks get out there in the mix, in the fleet. So, recall reach out, Les. How are automakers going to any lengths to get recall vehicles back to the dealers?
That's right. Interesting problem. And also, congratulations, America. You have the worst traffic in the world.
Yay! We're number one.
We're number one. We're finally number one in something.
That's right. That's right. And here is a weird talking tech for you. Talking tech, how can pigeons help clean up polluted air?
Okay, you just made that up.
No, it's a real story. I promise.
Hmm. All right. Well, plus we have more trouble again for the new Top Gear show. This is just having teething pains.
Yeah. Well,
it won't go away.
Haven't even started, and they're in trouble, and they needed to apologize already, and Ken Block was involved, so we'll tell you all about that. Yeah. Yep. And all that, and an at-the-wheel review of the 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid Limited when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Great car, by the way. Big sedan, big trunk, and still gets, 40 miles to the gallon. So pretty Ooh. Impressive stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there. You can even check out the podcast edition of the show real easy. We'll give you all the instructions on where you can get it. There's a lot of places you can get it. So check it out, cruisecontrolradio.com. And what are you most excited about for the New York Auto Show for the reveal, Les? What do you think?
Well, I'm really kind of excited that Genesis is now its own brand.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to bode well for the Hyundai people.
I'm also excited about the Camaro ZL1, and we'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we come back.
Yeah.
Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
I got a new car!
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Check us out on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. A lot going on there. Twitter, Facebook, All that, pictures, Les Jackson, the early years, podcast edition, all there. CruiseControlRadio.com. Hard to believe, Les, but next week is the New York Auto Show, and that means the end of the automotive show circuit for the year.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's not a calendar year.
No, not at all.
But this is always a big show. It's the last hurrah. So lots of terrific reveals. Who's who in the auto industry?
I'll take a lap for New York, and it's New York. So.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
Yeah. A little favoritism on my part for that. But we're going to start off and give you as much information as we can. What we know so far, there's going to be a revised GTR, Les, from the folks at Nissan. It is going to be refreshed with more power. Right now, it's got 545 horsepower from its 3.8-liter 24-valve V6. And it is probably going to get more of that. They build about 1,000 to 1,500 a year in the U.S. market, and it is a small group of Japanese craftsmen who build each engine. The base model is $103,000. What do you think they're going to do to it?
Well, I don't think they're going to increase the price that much. It's a bargain supercar as it is.
I'm predicting this. I have an insider who told me it's going to be big, and I'm thinking they're going to go to 600 horsepower.
Oh, I think for sure. 600 horsepower is only 55 horsepower away.
Mm-hmm.
So we have almost that much in the cruise control van.
3.5 cylinders, man. We got it all right there in the van.
Yeah.
But while we're on power, let's talk about Mercedes. They've got an AMG version of their GLC crossover. That's their two-row crossover, I should say, not two-seat. Their 3-liter engine is rated at 362 horsepower. 0 to 60 comes in about 4.8 seconds, top speed at 155. All-wheel drive, they've biased it to the back, so 69% of the torque is sent to the rear axle under heavy acceleration, 31 to the front. Nice-looking vehicle. I know it's got the wheels you love, 20 inches less.
Mm-hmm.
Stout ride, you
with
think?
With little rubber bandy tires.
Stout ride, what are you thinking?
Well, I don't think it actually has a ride. I think that it just sort of vibrates along.
They're also gussing up the CLA, doing a kind of a mid-cycle retouch on it. That will be interesting. New front bumpers, new trim, new autonomous braking technology, active brake assist are standard. This is the trend. We're going to see this across the board. So a lot of that will be coming in. Also, at Toyota, they're calling it the next mechanical marvel. They're showing off a very sexy rear end of what is probably the Toyota Prius plug-in, right?
Yeah, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. It looks like a sedan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to say what it really looks like because it's, you know, these little teaser images are, you know, kind of for your imagination.
Leave a lot of it to the imagination, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
And then over at Hyundai, it is the first coming out party for the Genesis. They're going to preview the Genesis concept and show a styling direction there. The New York concept has a pair of twin headlights adorned with LEDs that should give the car a unique signature. Twin headlights used to be all the rage, didn't they?
Absolutely. That's coming back. Mm. I love Genesis. I've always just really liked the car. So,
and now it's a brand, or will be a brand.
It's a brand.
Yeah. We lost one in the form of Scion, and now we are gaining one in the form of Genesis. So that is just a little bit of a tease for what is coming up at the New York Auto Show. There's going to be a lot of reveals. We don't know about all of them yet, but that is just kind of an inkling of what you're about to see, and we'll keep you completely informed on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. We will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about putting on the brakes, how an important safety system will soon be standard on virtually every car. Pretty amazing. Fred Staub and Les Jackson, keep it buckled, keep your foot in it, because we're going to be right back on Cruise Control. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CRUISECTRLRAD. Cruise Control Rad. You've got a great
car. Cruise Control. And welcome back to Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine. Well, here in Washington this week, big, big safety news in the auto industry. And this is very rare that the safety agencies and the car companies jointly said, we all want to do this.
Right.
You know, normally there's kind of not a fight so much as lots and lots of negotiation.
Right.
But in this case, everybody's on board. And the reason that, well, what we're talking about is that 2 years faster than a government mandate would actually dictate, the vehicle manufacturers are going to equip all of their light duty vehicles with automatic braking, autonomous braking, and forward collision warning by 2022. And by 2019, most, probably more than 50%, will have it, because they've agreed that in order to get a 5-star crash rating in 2019, you'll have to have it.
I think this is great. I have a question.
This is terrific. And guess what? It's going to reduce rear-end collisions, not to mention colliding with a pedestrian and other stuff, by 40%.
That is amazing. And here, I mean, I think it's good. Rather than having the government say, you have to do this, everyone came together and said, hey, we want to do this. How can we do it? And they got it 2 years faster. Do you know, I can't think of her name now, and I have it here, but there's a former head of NHTSA who's upset that it didn't go through the government.
Oh, yes, this would be, Clarence Ditlow, he used to work for her. She was NHTSA administrator.
Is it Jill
think
Clay?
Of her name in a moment.
Clay, yeah, I can't think of it.
Jill Clay, not Jill Clay, Joan Claybrook.
Yeah, there you go. She's upset that it didn't go through as a government mandate, and I don't know why. I mean, it's better it's 2 years sooner.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because her association, Center for Auto Safety, and that is funded by the Trial Lawyers Association.
Okay. Now we know.
And this means less money for her funders.
Right. But really, the good guys prevailed here because we're getting it 2 years sooner. I have a question for you, though. Of course, they do crash testing of cars, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. If your car is brought down to zero with your autonomous braking, how do you crash test it? Because it will never hit the barrier.
What most people don't know about crash testing is you actually multiple crash these cars. They start with minor crashes,
like backing into a pole,
and then
or
they
something.
Work up to the worst possible crash, which is the frontal offset, 35-mile-an-hour crash.
Totals the car.
That's when it's destroyed.
Yeah,
but. But they test other crashes, very light, low-speed crashes, bumper displacements, in a series of crashes on the way to Armageddon.
Yeah.
So, the first test clearly will be, okay, let's send this thing down the way and see if it stops itself.
Right.
Because there won't be any damage.
Right.
And then the next one will be the bumper impact, and then so on.
Right. So you'll have to eventually shut it off to make it hit the crash
barrier. Oh, yeah. They'll actually have to disable it.
Yeah. Well, I think this is great. I mean, the technology will save a lot of lives, save a lot of people, also should reduce insurance costs as well, because this is a common accident.
Right.
The automakers are working together. There was one little glitch for some of them, for a technical reason. Some light-duty vehicles, such as those with manual transmissions, will be given extra time, which I find interesting.
Well, the problem there is that with a manual transmission, if there's nobody minding the store, as in not paying attention to anything, and it's in gear, even though the brakes try to stop it, it's going to buck.
Okay.
As it comes to a stop, and you need to somehow engineer it to maybe take itself out of gear or shut the engine down a little sooner. You know, it's just going to take a little bit of extra
more engineering
software.
Yeah, yeah. Great news, though. Great news for everyone. If you are
terrific.
Buying a car, truly, it is worth the extra money to get these systems right now. And the hard thing, as we've discussed before on the show, is that these are invisible systems until you actually need them. So really do your research, and we're here to help you at Cruise Control Radio. When you're buying a car, does the car have the system that will take it down to zero as far as the braking and crash mitigation, it's called. It's called a number of things, but it's something to look for currently right now. Pretty soon, it will be as common as stability control, won't it?
Absolutely, and as common as airbags.
Right.
You know, this is the next. This is actually the first bold step at semi-autonomous vehicles.
Yeah, very, very good.
And it's just a great technology. You and I have both tried it. It's very disconcerting because you keep thinking, "Well, I'm." You know, is it going to stop?
Right.
And of course it does.
And if you get this system, the great thing is, I think virtually all of them then include as part of it the adaptive cruise control.
That's right.
Which is just wonderful if you're going along. I was using it at the wheel review that's coming up of the Hyundai Sonata. Just amazing. I mean, the guy in front of you starts slowing down, you maintain that distance, and it's great. And it really, really is a good system. Good to hear. Good to hear. Now, of course, we've talked a lot about recalls on Cruise Control Radio. And, of course, last year and in the beginning of this year, there have been a lot more. But the problem is a lot of people are not bringing their cars in to get them fixed. So a very, very low percentage. I think it's in the 30s, something like that. So automakers are facing stiff fines for the lackluster recall completion rates. They've gone to some interesting steps to get people to bring their cars back in. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about some of them on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Stay tuned, and don't forget we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Check out the podcast edition, cruisecontrolradio.com. Keep it buckled. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. You got a great
car. Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We're glad you're along for the ride. You might have a great car. And it's still a great car, even if it is recalled, as many cars have been recalled in 2015 and so far in 2016. And it's going to become a lot more common as manufacturers really want to protect themselves. Problem is, people don't bring the cars back to the dealer for whatever reason for the work. So they've been facing stiff fines, and they're trying to get their percentage of people who do bring their cars back for recall completions. For older cars, Les, it's only 44% of the vehicles between 5 and 10 years old. For vehicles older than that, it's 15%. That's according to the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Other countries have higher average rates. It's 80% in Japan, 92% in the UK, and 100% in Germany. Interesting. But how can they get them to bring these cars back? So GM has advertised recalls on Yahoo, YouTube, Pandora. They've even, some of them, the manufacturers, have even hired private detectives to find out who owns the cars after they've been sold. So you bought a car that needed a recall. Maybe you sold it before it was recalled. They kind of lost track of it. And they go through and find out who owns it now. They're even going so far as to put flyers on people's cars at malls and shopping markets and things because saying, hey, your car could potentially have been recalled. Did you take care of this? They're really going all out, aren't they?
Well, they are, because most people really don't follow the industry, you know, like we assume they would, because we follow it. That's what we do. And people just aren't aware that these recalls are out there. And if you're the second or third owner, it could be a long time before you're notified. So,
right,
because there's so many that need to be recalled, what are we up to, 55 million?
Something like that, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, especially with the airbags, because they have a big potential problem in humid areas to release shards of metal. And if that's not just not a good thing, though, any way you look at it. So that's the key thing. If you want to find out about if your car is recalled, though, Les, where should they go?
Well, NHTSA is the first place to go. That's NHTSA.gov.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up your car, your model year, and so on, and you can see what recalls are out there. You may be surprised. There, you know, there, you may find some recalls that are kind of trivial, like a door and latch or things like that. But the fact is, if you have a post 2000 car, which means you have an airbag, you better check, because you just might
virtually
have a recall
everyone
on that airbag.
Yeah, virtually everyone has been recalled because of the Takata airbags that are just terrible. Terrible situation.
Yeah, this is awful.
Here's something, too. We are number one, Les. You know, America has the worst traffic in the world. I find that hard to believe, though, sometimes when you look at India or places like that, or China. Remember they had that that crazy 8-day or Tokyo. Yeah, but apparently, according to the Federal Highway Administration, this is bad news for everyone. Depending on where you live, that number can vary greatly. Los Angeles commuters face the worst conditions in the country. They've lost about 81 hours per year in traffic. Right by you, Les, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco drivers were next, losing an average of 75 hours. And rounding out the American top 10, Houston, 74 hours, and New York, 73 hours. I no longer get upset in New York traffic because there's nothing you can do about it. It just is what it is. I mean, you can't sprout wings, you know?
That is very true, but you have to plan all of your trips accordingly.
Mm. Now, looking at America, we're the worst nation in the country as far as traffic, but we're not the worst as far as traffic per se in a town. Londoners waste 101 hours per year idling in their cars.
That is just... Boy, that's a long time.
Yeah. So the Department of Transportation kicked off what it calls a Smart City Challenge. It's a national competition that offers $40 million in federal money as a prize to a single city that presents the most innovative plan for reconfiguring its future around sustainable and shared transportation options while incorporating the use of data solutions. Interesting.
Now,
I have a solution.
And the solution is, Les?
Build little pedestrian bridges over all of the intersections in the middle of all the streets and then drive all the vehicles on the sidewalks.
I thought you were going to say eliminate traffic lights.
Well, there are situations where that's been done in Europe, as a matter of fact, in small towns. They've been experimenting with this for several years, and it works. People, there are no lights, no traffic signs, and people are very courteous to each other. The traffic flows. But doing that here, can't imagine Americans adjusting.
They
to
would
that.
Be ramming each other. Yeah. I think one thing that was tried in Berlin would be great. Isn't it dumb to set a traffic light in the middle of night when no one is around? And they did something where it was predictive traffic lights. They would look ahead and see if there was any traffic there. If there was no traffic coming the other way, then the light stayed green. And they could look in all directions electronically. And I think that's a great idea for avoiding certain congestion.
Here in the D.C. area, when I was young, in teenager and in my 20s, after about 10 o'clock at night, the traffic lights in D.C. and in the suburbs would go on flashing.
Mm-hmm.
And the main road, the important road at any intersection, would be flashing yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesser secondary road would be flashing red. So you'd have to come to a stop. And, it worked great.
Mm. Interesting. Well, speaking of London, Les, we're going to talk a little tech. You know how we both love animals, right? Well, London has begun to where you use a very special technique for measuring London's air pollution. If you're idling for 101 hours on average, the person that drives into London, you probably will be creating pollution. Well, now London is using pigeons, the Pigeon Air Patrol. When someone texts in that there is a lot of pollution in a certain area, they send pigeons out with tiny backpacks with sensors on them to tweet about local air quality.
Oh, wait a minute.
they're going to analyze the air. They're not going to tweet themselves. Right? They could peck, I guess, at the phone. They are powered. This whole thing is powered by Twitter, but residents tweet their location, and the pigeons will deploy to the area to measure the local air quality. The bird's lightweight suite of sensors detects ozone, nitrous oxide, and other volatile compounds. It's a 3-day project to raise awareness of the city's invisible pollution problem. Interesting, right?
Well, it is interesting. It seems like a good idea.
But
I would like to train the pigeons to poop on the windshields of the people that are blocking the intersections.
There you go.
It's just, but the fact is, you have pigeons in every city, so why not put them to use?
I guess so.
Let them go around monitoring things.
This is a partnership with Plume Labs, a tech company that provides local quality forecasts. Air quality forecasts. Interesting. I never thought I'd talk about pigeons with backpacks as part of our talking tech segment on Cruise Control Radio, but hey, we just did. Hey, when we come back, we got more to go on this show because we're going to do an at-the-wheel review of the 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid Limited. It's a 40-mile-per-gallon car, big sedan. Plus, we're going to talk about more trouble for the new Top Gear show. Man, they're just getting into it, and they haven't even premiered. They're premiering in May. A lot of problems. Stay tuned to Cruise Control Radio, and don't forget we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Without the Pigeon Backpack and check out our podcast. We'll be right back. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
The blue car wax job, she looks pretty. Gonna get my chicken, make it out to Drag City.
Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you have been buckled into the Cruise Control van and riding along with us. Got a little crowded in here, Les. Someone's foot went through the floor, but we're all still here, and that's great. And we appreciate you listening. We are going to start this segment off now with an at-the-wheel review of the 2016 Sonata Hybrid Limited. Have you been in that one, Les?
I have not been in the Sonata Hybrid yet. I mean, I was in, you know, one last year, but a regular. I have been in several hybrids of all sorts lately, and they're getting better and better.
They sure are. And this one was a great one. It has their Blue Drive system, which is how they brand their hybrid system. I loved it. It was a large four-door sedan. It's categorized as a midsize sedan, but this had a lot of room in it and a lot of features. It on the inside, it had everything you could think of, and which is like a Hyundai and a Kia trait because they put everything in these vehicles. It had navigation. It had heated and cooled seats up front, heated seats in the back. A great sound system, Infinity sound system. You couldn't ask for any more luxury. I mean, put a lot of miles on this. This was a kind of an extended range test, probably 400 miles or so on this vehicle. Extensive use of the navigation system and voice recognition. Didn't even have to open a manual for it. Just really just went to it and got right into it. And it was great. This is a hybrid system. And it is what they call their Blue Drive system, and it works great. I mean, the battery charges up, you get stop-start capability, and then, you know, if very smooth transitions between the 2-liter gas engine and the hybrid system, the permanent magnet synchronous motor, which is, by the way, a 38-kilowatt motor, if you are checking. And this all flows through a 6-speed automatic transmission. Great car. I like Sonatas any way you look at them. I guess probably the only little flaw I could find is there's a lot of buttons on the dashboard. It seems like there's a lot of buttons, but once you get used to where they're placed, it's not a big deal. It does real well in the overall score for crashes. A 5-star crash rating. Everything's 5-star except for rollover, which is just 4-star, but that's fine. Ours had the ultimate package, which gives you a panoramic sunroof. Didn't really use that much. A high-gloss window surround, lane departure warning, forward collision warning, automatic high-beam assist, rear parking assist, smart cruise control with stop-start capability. So that's like what we were talking about before. It will bring the vehicle to complete stop. Electronic parking brake with automatic vehicle hold. Infinity speakers with subwoofer and amplifier, 400 watts. Sirius XM radio with Travel Link. LED interior lights. And then, of course, we popped for the carpeted floor mats for $125. By the way, that ultimate package adds $4,500 to the price. The base is $30,100. The total, with everything, including 825 destination, is $35,765. I got close to 40 miles per gallon on this on the highway. It's rated at 43. I got like 39.7. That was in the eco mode. You do have three different modes. You have eco and sport and then just kind of a normal mode. I was in eco mode on that, but there was a lot of traffic too, a lot of stop and go driving. So, of course, that will kind of limit your miles. But all in all, for a big car to get that kind of mileage, it's pretty good. So our Sonata, which is was in a beautiful red with a gray interior, was a real good car, I thought. 2016 Sonata Hybrid Limited, very well equipped, smooth transitions between electric and gas, and just great mileage on the highway. It's a good car. I would highly recommend it to someone looking for a hybrid sedan. There's a lot of good ones out there, though. You said you've driven a couple of them recently.
That's true. Plus, you know, the fact is a Sonata is such a great car anyway that it's just a good recommendation, whether it's hybrid or not.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, too, we did have the $30 first aid kit, but I didn't have to use that at all.
Wow.
Yeah, that which is good. You don't want to have
$30.
Yeah, $30. It's cool, though. Kind of Velcros to the back of the inside of the trunk, so pretty cool. Hey, what is going on with the new Top Gear? It hasn't even premiered yet. It's supposed to premiere on BBC America in May. But already we've heard problems with everything from the host throwing up to people trying to take control of the show. And now Matt LeBlanc is in trouble because of a Top Gear stunt that was characterized as gravely disrespectful. So much so that the co-host, Chris Evans, had to apologize. What happened was they were shooting with Ken Block, of all people. Matt was riding with Ken Block. Of course, we're familiar with him from Gymkhana events and also his cool videos. And they were doing donuts, right?
That's right. But it was near the Cenotaph, which is a World War I memorial in central London, but it turns out they really weren't right around the memorial, but the filming apparently looks like they were quite close to it, and they got a lot of complaining, mainly by a retired British colonel. And he, of course, objected to the BBC, and the BBC has to, you know, take a very, very careful stance. So, you know, this now is, it turns out to be a fracas.
A fracas. Fracas 2. The fracas,
yes,
the next generation.
Yeah, now, frankly, I'm inclined, I haven't looked at this. I'm going to see if maybe it's on YouTube somewhere, but I'm inclined to think that this colonel is just one of these people that you know, methinks he complains too much.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, Chris Evans, the show's official host, apologized on his radio show.
Mm-hmm. Said it shouldn't be shown on air.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think it'll be shown. It'll certainly be shown here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't care about anything here.
Yeah, that's right. I'd be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have to remember they're publicly funded, BBC, and they have to be very, very careful. Everyone pays $200 for a TV to have $200 to get the programming. So they will be very careful about this. Of course, this is sort of like the former Top Gear team. They were forced to flee Argentina over a license plate issue and the fracas and when Clarkson hit somebody and all kinds of stuff. But seems like there's a bead drawn on this show before it even begins, doesn't it?
almost like, yeah, like everybody's overly sensitive now. And it's just going to have to work itself out.
Yeah.
You know, they're just a TV show. They're just having fun.
Yeah. It's all going to have to work itself out is the key. So we will see how it does in May on BBC America. We'll be talking to you about that on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check out the podcast. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. Time for me to say I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road. Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.